Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Oh, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new career options in the fintech industry at Currency, a Sandhills global company. We offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, a 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit GoCurrency.com/careers to learn more. We just learned more from Carson Schott right next to me last segment in studio.
He's always helping. Carson's always helping everything. Wow. And then we've had something that, like you said, the amazing people that have stopped in to see Sip on his birthday. And we've had a question that came on the text line, a couple days ago. Who is this Patrinka? Well, now we know. Who's here, Jake?
Put that right in front
Patrinka
of you.
Patrinka Katrinka with us. Everyone want to
get
call
right up here. You've got to get up
she's
close.
Here.
There you go.
I saw Katrinka a few weeks ago at Blur in Omaha.
Yeah,
for
the CWS. She was hounding you.
She loves Blur.
Tickets to Blur.
It's a fun time. Katrinka, good morning.
Good morning.
you are not short on words. Don't
Katrinka, the one thing you're never short on words. All of a sudden,
yeah,
she's
we
like,
know
oh,
you.
Oh, this is
good morning.
Really, good morning.
Hey, Katrinka, people do wonder who you are.
Yes,
and here you are. You're on camera.
You came you in are. For Steve's birthday.
Yeah, he's brought cookies. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
I appreciate it.
I couldn't do popsicles today. It's just too early.
So I heard
it's never
a story.
Too early for popsicles.
Katrinka told me a story that. Used to sit on the couch and just eat popsicles nonstop, and she had to clean up the sticks. Yeah. That's true.
It's possible.
They were roommates.
It's very possible. We were roommates for a while back in the day. I mean, back in the day. Right?
So this is like 90s in college? What was this?
Yep.
Yeah.
90s.
Yeah. When so
and here we are, Katrinka, isn't it wild that we're sitting here right now?
It is.
Yes.
We met. Hey, we both were having roommate problems, and we met through Nebraska wrestling. And I'm like, hey, I'm done with chicks. He's like, I'm done with dudes.
All right. Wait a second. Did you mess that up? I was done with
roommates.
Chicks. Yeah.
Yeah, he had this roommate. Great roommate. He was living with the guy
put that
from.
Together?
No.
We're talking about roommates.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Steve's a day behind.
So, always a little bit behind, as you know.
Steve had this infamous roommate named Cluck.
His name was Cluck.
I'm intrigued.
We've never heard about
it. I didn't know about Cluck.
Yeah.
Cluck was from Schuyler. Yeah. And he was in love with all the basketball girls in Nebraska.
He's the late, so to speak nicely of him.
I wasn't saying anything.
And he's the one.
Yeah. Cluck.
Cluck. She just said Cluck, and that was his name.
He's the one who had the closet full of Little Debbies. There's a closet full of Little Debbies from ground to top. And sometimes I would steal them.
Cluck didn't leave the chair. We tried living with Cluck for 6 months. And had to go.
Had to make a change. Where was this? Where'd you guys live at? What was the location?
Up in
town?
Deer Park Apartments. Deer Park Apartments. Yeah. Right.
Then we moved to the ghetto.
I don't remember that.
44th and Cornhusker.
Well, that's right. Well, we were, and that's when you said.
Was that
to
by
me,
Little Bo's?
No, it's 44th.
It's by the hair salon.
Yeah. I do remember one time I went to
the daycare.
I made a milk run to the meat and beer place, and you said you went after dark. You got to be careful.
You went after dark.
Do you recall that conversation?
She said it
quietly.
So Patrinka now runs all of horse racing, basically, in Nebraska.
She's active in it. She's very active in it.
How would you say no?
I work for the Greater Omaha Chamber.
You got my name up on the board at Grand Island. Yes.
Yeah. Steve used to call me Scoop before I got.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now that's what we got to get to with Katrinka. Katrinka knows everything that's going on, so that's why I call you Scoop.
I can see you in the know.
She's in the know.
She knows what's going on.
Bill, that's a
no
good way
No jeans
to put it.
At the gym.
Yeah.
I know that.
Oh, no. But Katrinka. Oh, she goes to Planet Fit. So she Katrinka, there's guys that wear jeans.
No, but there's signs everywhere.
It says no jeans.
I thought it was a judgment free zone at Planet Fitness.
Yeah,
it Why is if you wear appropriate clothing.
She did.
I'm going to tell you right now. If I'm ever at a gym and someone gets asked to leave because they're wearing dungarees, I'll leave with them. I'm walking out the door with them in protest.
Solidarity.
We'll leave
I'm with
as
you,
one.
Brother.
And we'll thank you for that.
Yes, and I'm okay with that, but I'm leaving as one. Yes.
Katrinka, so you work for the Omaha Chamber of Commerce.
I do.
Yes.
That's good. But you are very much a horse racing enthusiast.
I am.
And it's undying. Since I've known you, you've been a horse racing enthusiast. I mean, we're talking 30 years, 20 years, 25 years.
Yeah, I was just fresh out of grade school.
Oh, okay, man.
She's hilarious.
Katrinka, but why the affinity for horse racing?
I grew up with horses.
Out in Imperial.
Yes.
Oh, you're out there. Okay, Imperial.
She's from Imperial.
So you guys had a natural connection because of Steve's working at the track.
That's where, well, we met at the through Husker Wrestling.
Okay. But also the track.
And then at the track, yeah.
We were both out there all the time.
Steve used to write for the track.
Right. I used to write articles, but worked for the Coughlins.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come on. Katrinka. I worked for the Coughlins.
Yes, he did. Yeah. He worked over Magic Mountain, we called that.
I didn't know that. I had no idea.
That must be.
They had a good connection with the veterinarian over there.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
We did. And Katrinka.
I can't believe you were at the hub of horse racing here in Nebraska.
Wow,
he
that's
had
exciting.
His own little spot. Got to sit down, write his storyline.
Oh yeah, back when I worked for the Journal Star, I did cover the races.
That was in the 90s.
I thought I would cover the races and boxing, and fill in for some other things. That's what I thought my job would be, and it took a sudden turn.
So we have questions though. Where are the horses racing at now in Columbus? Are they at the new?
Yeah, it's true.
They're gone now?
Gone. They're going to move to Omaha next week.
Okay, but were they at the new
yes.
facility?
Yes.
Okay.
But they had to not race last weekend because of extreme heat.
Gotcha. I've never heard
Maybe
of that.
It was 2 weekends ago, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Heat. Yeah, that's why they moved to night racing in Lincoln is to get away from the heat. They moved to night racing.
They canceled a card because of heat. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen very often.
Well, I tell you one thing, going out to the track on the state fairgrounds here, that was cool.
That was the best days.
That was, you know what it was? What was it, Steve?
Better times.
Better times.
Better times.
Patrinka.
Patrinka, you're starting to fit in.
Yeah, she's getting comfortable. Let's go there every day now.
Surprisingly nervous.
You're on TV, you know that, don't
I know,
you?
Right?
People are watching
radio, TV.
But you got
everywhere.
It up. You look great.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Yeah. You,
I was going to go to the gym, but I came here instead.
She's got a big event. She told me, she goes, I'll stop in, but I got a big event. She's
doing a wedding.
What, doing
my cousin's son's getting married, so I'm doing the rehearsal dinner. 150 people.
Oh, God.
But we have donkeys that are trained to carry the drinks around. Pretty exciting.
Stop.
Stop there.
What? Play it back here. What do we have?
Hang on a second.
What donkeys. So there are these little donkeys. Yep. And we made these special saddles, and the tray goes on the top, and then it's got saddlebags. So you just walk by, and you can just get like a beer or a drink off the cart, or you can just pull something out of the saddlebag.
That's incredible. Where did you find this?
This is a happy birthday. Who shows up with?
Where's the trailer full of donkeys at? Well, they're right back there. They're getting.
There's only two.
They're getting. They show up in a trailer. Who has to load them?
No, they're at my cousin's house. We're just going to put them in the
So they're not trained for this at all. They're just going to be randomly
well, we've
running.
We've been leading them.
Their Katrinka has an answer.
Listen, their halter broke. They're trained for this. Their halter broke. So we'll just lead them out, and then they'll just slowly walk around the grounds, down by the...
Is that the signal? Is that the hand signal for slowly walking for drinks?
How do you haul them exactly?
Yeah. Well, just in the little horse trailer.
In a little horse trailer.
Yep.
So it's not Shetland ponies.
No, they're donkeys.
Serving drinks.
How many donkeys?
Two donkeys.
Two.
And then my brother with two legs that's also a donkey will be serving drinks inside.
Oh, okay.
You are amazing. You're in charge of this wedding?
Just the rehearsal dinner.
Just the rehearsal dinner.
People are going to ask, is there any way that if somebody would like to, can they hire the donkeys?
Let's see how it goes first.
Okay, we'll see how it
this
goes
is the first. Time?
This might be something that could turn. If all of a sudden you're driving around 12 donkeys just around western Nebraska to serve cocktails at an event, that would be incredible.
If anybody could do it, it'd be you.
I know.
Yes.
Are you nervous about the donkeys at all?
No.
Well, you feel good.
And the food.
We're just going to give them a little bit of Busch Light before we get them out.
Well, there we go. Nice. There
okay.
we go.
You're not. No, you're not. You're not doing that.
Get them comfortable.
PETA's going to be aware of this.
This. And when is this dinner?
Friday.
Okay, so.
July 4th. 4th of July.
It's a 4th of July deal.
The wedding's on the 5th.
Wow. Wow.
400 people for the wedding.
I keep
400.
Saying.
400, and you did all this.
No, we're just, I'm just doing the rehearsal.
Oh, yeah.
You've
made that clear. No,
I've got the desserts done.
Okay.
And the meat's marinating.
The meat.
Little tri-tip.
You're doing tri-tip sandwiches?
No bread.
Just tri-tip. Okay.
East Lincoln Good. West is Katrinka might be my spirit animal.
Yes. How about
spirit
that?
Animal.
She's a lot of people.
East
spirit.
Lincoln West there on
YouTube. Wow.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
He says Katrinka might be my spirit animal.
Nice.
Quite a compliment.
Take that as a win.
More people have showed up. Who's here?
Yes, we
I'm seeing outside. I see Andrew Newton from Newton's Lawn Care. Safety's still here. Jay Kaser from Kaser Painting.
Jay made it.
Yeah, Kaser Painting. You should team up with him. There's a lot of painting in Omaha too.
Jay Kaser made it in.
He has 400 employees. He's doing a lot of painting.
Yeah, he better become a member.
Yes,
a member of
the Greater Omaha Chamber.
Chamber. He might.
Okay, so you do actual work for the Omaha Greater Chamber.
I work in membership.
Okay. That's what she approached me at Blur with this same spiel. It's
so we
a
could get
spiel.
The ticket, some publicity on our social media.
And you did.
Social media. Nice.
And you do you remember the moment in the kitchen when the jockey's little daughter looked up at you and said, "What's your name? Petrinka?" And you were not pleased.
So that was after them living with us for 2 weeks.
It was the jockey's kid.
It was the jockey's
little
daughter.
You
had
a jockey that just kind of saddled up
Katrinka,
with you guys.
It's fine. Wayne Schindler was a friend.
Of Steve's.
Of Steve's. And he just moved in. Lived on the couch with the kid.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Maybe he stayed there occasionally. He used my truck. He took my truck to Canada.
Occasionally for, he said, he did. Occasionally there for a month.
The story's amazing. He was a funny little guy.
Well, he's a jockey. Well,
he's a jockey. He was a little jockey.
With no mounts.
Sip, I need to use your truck. I said, oh, okay, you can go ahead. He goes, I'm going to Canada.
That's a lot.
All right.
Okay, what was your response?
He came back.
When will he be back?
It was fine.
Did he bring back some maple syrup for you?
Nobody brought back a Molly Hatchet cassette, which freaked me out.
There you go.
But then one day I did get this call from Steve at work, and he's like, hey, there's a strange man laying on our couch.
Just a call. Petrinka, real quick.
It was just one of my trainer friends, but Steve's like, hey, there's a strange man on our couch.
This had to be quite an environment over there.
Oh, it was. Trust me.
At Deer Park.
It was pretty wild.
Yeah, Deer Park. Well, Katrinka, thank you.
Better times.
Better times.
Thank you.
Katrinka, thank you very much. Appreciate you. We're going to do Bill's Thrills right now because why not?
Okay.
Let's do it. Thank you, Katrinka.
Thank you for coming in.
Fire it up. I said more people out there wanting to say hi. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Right. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Diner Contracting.
Randy!
All things remodels, bathroom, kitchens, whole house. Diner's the guy to go to. Call Randy and the team at Diner Contracting at 402-417-5204.
The one remodel that will change your life that Randy is the best at.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only.
Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
He did ours personally, is the bathroom.
Okay.
It's the first place you kind of go, I don't like it. I want to change this, but whatever. You kind of keep pushing through. Mm-hmm. Now, have him come in and he has this vision. He has a vision because he's done hundreds and hundreds of bathrooms. So he can give you a bunch of insight on what you want to do to create more space. And there's a lot of you out there, right? They're going to be nodding when I say you have a jacuzzi tub that's in your bathroom right now that hasn't been used in 7 years. Why is that space there? Get it out. Get it out of there.
Randy.
Do a new shower in that area. How you can create more space. You want that in your bathrooms. Has to happen. Dinert, Randy.
I bet Hayden. I bet you he could hook you up with quite a shower.
Oh, it'd be. Oh, you guys see the shower we did? It was remarkable.
Really?
Oh, unbelievable! It was so big we could get Sugar in there to give her a shower. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. We'll give Sugar a shower in there.
No kidding.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sugar lives like a princess.
Oh, she does. It's the lifestyle. Are we doing Bill Thrills?
Is it Wild Card Wednesday?
The Thrills.
The ripple effect from the sipple effect. The ripple effect from the sipple effect.
What is wrong with you?
The unseen is hella keen.
Wow.
The unseen is hella keen. I'm just going to paint. I just want to paint a picture of what it's like in between the mayhem, what goes on in between off air. Because it's hilarious mayhem, almost every section. And Sip goes in, and here's how it goes. Jake stands in the doorway, basically standing. Sip goes immediately to the right side of the couch. He goes immediately to the right side of the couch. And then I go in for my band workout. I go in for my band workout.
That's true.
And all three of us are yelling at each other on stuff, of funny stuff, back and forth. What did he say? What would you hear on this? Right. And if you could just see the inner workings of what goes on in between each section when there's commercials playing and the ripple effect that Sipple has is incredible. He says some of the funniest things that you've ever seen said by anybody.
Oh, and come on.
It's true. It's true. That's what makes our day like that. And so it's his birthday. I wanted to honor the Sipple ripple that goes that just rolls through this town. You've owned Lincoln.
You do. He really does.
You're the sports writer of the year. And so you've done everything. You've covered.
What else is there to accomplish?
What else? You've covered horse racing, bowling. I mean, you've done it all from the Journal Star. Now you've moved on. Now you run all of recruiting, which is also
I really don't.
With On Three.
I really don't.
Yeah, it's an incredible situation.
I do look forward to the breaks, though. I will say that
the breaks are pretty epic.
Yeah, they're
pretty funny when we get out. So I want people to have that vision of what it looks like.
The right side. It's always the right side.
He sits there and he holds court from the right side of the deal and has comments on what's going on the. But the here was the best one. We had a good solid week to 10 days where the TV was broke. So all that was on the TV was the picture of the three-legged stool.
That's it.
And he would stare at
it.
Like he was watching SportsCenter.
Yep.
For 10 days, he would just stare up at this picture.
During the break.
Nothing.
He notices everything.
And he'd be like, and he'd go, really miss SportsCenter, he said. Really miss SportsCenter. And then finally it was back. But he sat on the right side.
But he didn't say that for a couple days. It took him a couple days to say, I missed
finally
it.
Goes, about fourth day, I really miss SportsCenter. And he was just staring up. And all it was the picture of us three. That's all it was. There was nothing even being said on it. There was nothing going on. And he stared at it for 10 straight days.
It was just somewhere to train my eyes.
It was. As he sat there. Again, he would plow through, if possible, 2,500 calories before 7 o'clock.
That's a given every day. Almost every day.
Oh, yeah.
Today you might have 8,000 before you leave here. You got cinnamon rolls. You've got cake. You've got jerky. You've got all sorts of stuff to eat here.
So this is in honor of Steve Sipple the ripple effect.
That was super funny. Stop now, please.
I've already shouted him out, so I won't say it again. But Bird in Columbus says, I will be there when there is a bust of Sip outside of North Park Elementary in Columbus.
There should be a bust of you.
North Park?
Yes.
North Park was grades 1 through 4.
Then
Lost Creek was 5 and 6. So there might... There will not be a there will not be a bust.
Why are you not in the Hall of Fame? How's Marty in for tennis? And you've been the journalist of the decade.
It is. It's a good question. Yeah. It's a really good
question. Marty should be in. Don't get me wrong. But
yeah, Marty should be in. I don't know. I don't want to talk about that.
Should we make a phone call? Yeah.
No. No. God, no.
I'm making a call. I'll call.
No. I'll call. I don't belong in a Hall
Columbus
of Fame.
Baseball.
We do have some response here so far.
Columbus Baseball.
Ozarks Brandon says, this has been an incredible day of radio. I might listen to the podcast segments twice more today. Great stuff, Stool, and happy birthday,
been on
Sip.
His cruise today. I didn't even know you noticed me looking at that TV.
What do you mean? Yeah. You just stared at it for about the 5 minutes.
I really miss SportsCenter.
He just took it for 3 days.
Yeah. It's true. I mean, you're right.
The show's been so good that we're in a torrential downpour for the last
talked
hour.
About it.
And no one's even said anything. I mean, it's in a torrential downpour.
What is going on?
Yeah.
Downpour.
Torrential downpour.
What
no one's even talking
on?
About it. Worlds collide.
Rick from Longmont regarding Katrinka here. He says, all-time segment. That was freaking funny. Literally crying, laughing so hard. God bless Katrinka. So good.
Finally,
thank you.
And we didn't even get to full Katrinka. Yeah.
No, that was not.
She was dialed back.
She was tame.
Yeah.
If you really get to know full Katrinka, it's a lot more.
Oh, God.
There's a lot more to that onion.
There's a fury that's incredible.
Katrinka? There's a strange band. I think the funniest thing I've heard probably in the last 2 years is that, Sip, can I borrow your truck? Yeah, no problem. I'm going to Canada.
He
drove your truck to Canada.
And
then he brought you back a Molly Hatchet cassette.
Thanks.
Flirting with Disaster.
Yeah, Flirting with Disaster is incredible.
Yeah, that was on it.
All right.
Yeah.
When he said
Schindler. Yeah. Wayne Schindler on this show would have been unstoppable. He was one of the funniest guys I've ever met.
Now, when he said, I'm going to Canada, did you have a second thought saying, oh, hold up a second.
I wasn't having a lot of second thoughts about anything at that point in my life. But I was fine with it.
You have those friends in your life, Jake. Like Duke would have been one for me. Chris Poole's been. If someone said, I need your truck and I'm going to Canada, I would have thought nothing either.
No, I didn't really.
Well, okay. When do you think you'd be back? And you knew the back day was not going to be the back day.
No.
Right away.
I'm not counting on that.
I'll be back next Tuesday.
Oh, I just hoped it would come back.
Yeah, just hope it comes back. Yeah. That was it. Yeah. That's the only thing that you hope.
It was the summertime. They raced in summer. I had my motorcycle, so I didn't.
By the way, I see Phil Ruhlman in the building. I see Grant Durant and his son Duke here.
Came in from the bottoms.
That's right.
Came in from the bottoms.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
We got a lot of people
this
here.
This is a fiesta.
Yeah. It's a fiesta. Jake, it's a fiesta.
Fiesta in here.
You guys, it's funny. Yeah. I told the last words to Missing Tooth Greg before I came in. I said, I think I skirted this.
You did quite the opposite of that.
He laughed, too. He thought it was me.
Carson Schott was in here today for crying out loud.
Carson was here. Hey, Carson
Smoking
Schott.
Gun.
Yeah. Carson Schott came in.
He did. He came in studio.
We talked finance with him.
And I'll tell you what, Joe and Ryan from Smoking Gun are the two of the nicest guys you'll ever meet.
100%.
I mean,
we met the mixologist.
Look who just walked in. You look behind you. Kathy Woody's in the building. Woody is here. Phil Roman, look, everybody's
and my sister's here.
And your
my sister with Meadow.
Yes.
That's my sister.
Yes.
With Meadow.
Kathy. I called her.
Kathy.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, Patrinka got me the number. Yes. I sent her a text. I said, call me for emergency 911.
Yeah, this is remarable.
Yes.
Well, should we play the game show right now?
We better.
Is Bill Sprill, sponsored by Diner Contracting.
Randy!
You guys are 2-0. You're going for a potential undefeated week because there's no show Friday.
Yeah.
Today, in honor of Sip, Famous Steve's is our topic today.
Famous Steve's.
This is getting ridiculous.
Famous Steve's. You are not an answer today, so don't say Steve Sipple today, please.
Call in.
Famous Steve's in this world, please call 402-464-5685. Shut up, Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the dick down, Sip and Bill in trivia. Today's topic, Wild Card Wednesday, Famous Steve's.
All right, let's give it a shot.
I feel about we've done okay in this in the past.
You never know. This is hit and miss. Could be 0 for 4-0.
We will definitely get questions right today. We have on the phone JP. How do you feel about Famous Steve's
today?
You know, I feel pretty good.
All right, JP, let's go.
All right, JP. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Birthday.
Question goes to JP. Bill, a lifeline for one question. JP, what was Steve Carell's character name in The Office?
He was the main guy. That was Michael Scott.
Yeah. I would have gotten that eventually. Michael if I wouldn't Scott. Have, I'd lost it.
Michael Scott is correct. 1-0 lead. Sip, first question. What famous Steve was the longtime lead singer of Journey?
Oh, I got that, Bill. We're good. We're 1-1. It's Steve Perry.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know.
It's a good chance we go 4-for-4 today. Back to you, JP, for the lead. What Steve is the Carolina Panthers all-time leading receiver with 12,197 yards and 67 touchdowns?
Got it.
You 100%? Huh, Carolina Panthers.
Yes.
Steve Smith?
Is it Steve Smith?
Former Ute.
Brilliant.
Oh, former Ute.
Oh, he's a Ute.
He was
a
Ute, for sure.
That's right. You had corners that had to deal with him, right?
I think he was a third-round pick, I want to say.
Yeah, had an incredible career.
Okay. How was he to guard?
Incredibly competitive and, like, wow, competitive.
This
I wasn't with him. I just heard the story, so I was already gone.
Oh, you were gone. Okay.
This is for the tie, and Bill is in play.
Yeah, Bill, you're in play.
Of course, the tiebreaker. What famous Steve has been the longtime host of Family Feud?
I cannot say his name.
You know his name, Steve. That's his last name.
Oh, this is killing me. Steve, come on, get it.
I guys don't know this?
No, I do. He's right there in front of me.
He's bald.
Yeah.
He's got a mustache.
His mustache.
He's funny. He's got a toothy grin.
Yes.
Wears very, very, he's very well dressed.
Suit.
Five. Yes.
Does that help? Does that get us, if he wears a suit,
You've described him very well, but what's his last name?
Steve. I think
Harvey.
Good job.
Brilliant.
Oh, woo.
Deep.
We were up against it.
All right. Now, here's the question. It's your birthday, Sip. So do you guys want to put the number out or have JP put the number out?
I'll let you choose. Put it out.
Yeah, JP put it
out. Okay. JP, speaking of Steve Harvey, how old is Steve Harvey?
Ooh.
He's going to put a pen to paper.
Boy, this is just a wild guess. I'm going to say that Steve Harvey is 64.
Over, under, 64.
Okay, we're going over.
Going over for the win.
For the win?
Yes.
Brilliant!
What? 68 or 69, I said.
68 is the number Steve Harvey.
Bill is strangely good at that.
That's a 3-0 start to the week. JP,
thanks for calling in.
We're calling down the road,
Steve
JP.
Steve Harvey came out of nowhere.
Tell Kathy hello.
Okay. Tell Kathy hello.
Woody.
Oh, Kathy Wood. Woody. Okay. Yeah. There's a couple Kathys.
He's got a sign behind you. Sip from Luke. Yeah.
Kathy, your sister.
Okay. Oh, Kathy, my sister.
Yes.
Okay. We'll do, PJ.
JP. Thank you, JP.
We'll do, PJ.
Or JP. Whichever one it is.
Oh, man.
What a day.
What a day.
And you won. You guys battled through and won that. Steve Harvey, nice get, Bill.
Bill, good job.
I got to meet Meadow.
Yeah, Meadow's here.
I'm excited.
My sister's daughter.
Yes.
We'll do
she'll be at the dinner tonight, too.
She'll have a sirloin.
She'll have a sirloin tonight.
Everyone's having sirloins.
With Phil. Phil's here, too.
Yes, he is.
Get the sirloin.
Heyman's here.
Yeah, this is crazy. It's craziness. And we won the game show because you got Harvey, and I would not have gotten it. I would not have gotten it.
Came out of nowhere.
I would have gotten it about
I think
noon.
We should have got it because we described him.
No.
Do we want to have Sean? Do we want to have our guest next segment?
Yeah, we should have. I think we should have Sean.
Okay. We'll have Sean Callahan next hour 3 on Early Break in the Ticket.
Oh. Isn't it wild that...
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.